Morning, it's March 19th. Today we're reading Jeremiah chapter 37. The first 10 verses here in chapter 37 deal with an expectation to be used. Zedekiah wanted the intercession of the man of God, but not the instruction of the word of God. He never should have separated those two. Look at John 15, verse 7, and Acts chapter 6, verse 4. He wanted God to be a servant and deliver the city, but he was not willing to be God's servant. He was not willing to obey the word. Do you ask God for help only in emergencies, or do you seek his direction every day? Let's begin in verse 1. Now King Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, reigned instead of Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made king in the land of Judah. But neither he nor his servants nor the people of the land gave heed to the words of the Lord which he spoke by the prophet Jeremiah. And Zedekiah the king sent Jehuchal, the son of Shelemiah, and Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah, the priest, to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Pray now to the Lord our God for us." Now Jeremiah was coming and going among the people, for they had not yet put him in prison. Then Pharaoh's army came up from Egypt, and when the Chaldeans who were besieging Jerusalem heard news of them, they departed from Jerusalem. Then the word of the Lord came to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, thus you shall say to the king of Judah, who sent you to me to inquire of me, behold, Pharaoh's army, which has come up to help you, will return to Egypt, to their own land. And the Chaldeans shall come back and fight against this city, and take it and burn it with fire. Thus says the Lord, do not deceive yourselves, saying, 'The Chaldeans will surely depart from us,' for they will not depart. For though you had defeated the whole army of the Chaldeans who fight against you, and there remained only wounded men among them, they would rise up, every man in his tent, and burn the city with fire." So to be used depends on how we look at it. Do we want to be used of God or used of man? I prefer to be used of God. We can be used of man in a bad way, and not always a good way, but God will never use us in a bad way. Verses 11 through verse 15, he tells us to expect to be misunderstood. While going on an innocent trip, Jeremiah was arrested. He was beaten. He was put into prison. That happened to Paul. We can see in Acts chapter 16, verse 16 through verse 24. The ungodly look for every opportunity to persecute the godly. Verse 11. And it happened when the army of the Chaldeans left the siege of Jerusalem for fear of Pharaoh's army, that Jeremiah went out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin to claim his property there among the people. And when he was in the gate of Benjamin, a captain of the guard was there whose name was Urjiah, and the son of Shelemiah, the son of Hananiah. And he seized Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "You are defecting to the Chaldeans." Then Jeremiah said, "False, I am not defecting to the Chaldeans," but he did not listen to him. So Urjiah seized Jeremiah and brought him to the princes. Therefore the princes were angry with Jeremiah, and they struck him and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for they had made that the prison. Verse 16 and verse 17, we see the attitude of being ignored, so expect to be ignored. It didn't worry the king that God's servant was in prison illegally and that he was suffering miserably. The king would not be seen with Jeremiah, but he still wanted Jeremiah's help. Look at verse 16. When Jeremiah entered the dungeon and the cells, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, then Zedekiah the king sent and took him out. The king asked him secretly in his house and said, "Is there any word from the Lord?" And Jeremiah said, "There is." Then he said, "You shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon." Verse 18 through verse 21, we see to expect to be cared for by God. The Lord had promised Jeremiah years before that he would care for him, back in chapter 18, verse 19, or rather back in chapter 1, verse 8, and also in verse 19. He kept his promise. Jeremiah did not have an easy life, but he had a good conscience, for he knew that he had been faithful to the Lord. Verse 18 to the end of the chapter. Moreover, Jeremiah said to King Zedekiah, "What offense have I committed against you and against your servants or against this people that you have put me in prison? Where now are your prophets who prophesied to you, saying, 'The king of Babylon will not come against you or against this land'? Therefore, please hear now, O my lord the king, please let my petition be accepted before you, and do not make me return to the house of Jonathan the scribe, lest I die there." Then Zedekiah the king commanded that they should commit Jeremiah to the court of the prison, and that they should give him daily a piece of bread from the baker's street until all the bread in the city was gone. Thus Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Sometimes the places where God puts us doesn't always look like it's the right place. But when God puts us there, we know it's the right place. Trust him. Follow him. He has our best interest at heart. That's our Bible reading for today. Hope it's a blessing to you. Reach out to your family, your friends, your loved ones. Let them know you're thinking of them, that you love them. Check in on the elderly. Make sure they're doing okay. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.